On Tuesday, August 2, 2005, during a torrential downpour, an Air France Airbus carrying 309 people overshot a runway at Pearson International Airport in Toronto and subsequently burst into flames. The Canadian Minister of Transportation was informed that 200 people had died. The Governor General of Canada issued her heartfelt condolences to their grieving survivors. In fact, as the rain and smoke subsided, it emerged that no one had died, though 43 people had suffered minor injuries. Why was that? As it happens, the plane came to a halt near Highway 401, Ontario's main artery. Columnist Mark Stain recounts, "Eyewitness accounts vary. Some people are said to have panicked, others to have stayed calm. Passing motorists pulled off the road and hurried toward the burning jet to help any survivors. Of the 8 emergency exits, 2 were deemed unsafe to use, and on a 3rd and a 4th, the slides didn't work. Nonetheless, in a chaotic situation, hundreds of strangers coordinated sufficiently to evacuate a small space through 4 exits in less than a couple of minutes before the Airbus was consumed by flames. Many evacuated passengers were later picked up on the shoulder of the 401 and driven by strangers to Air France's terminal. So, hundreds of unrelated people who would never see each other again cooperated to ensure that all got out in time. People offered rides to strangers from other parts of the world, even though some of them might well have been terrorists who were responsible for the grounding of the plane. Altruism is a necessary part of surviving in a group, although there is the problem of the freeloader. If freeloader genes were undetected, then everyone would become a freeloader and social groups would disintegrate. Here, the need for recognition and memory are important so that one can recognize and reward altruistic deeds and punish freeloaders. Cost-benefit modules weigh up whether my altruistic deed will be rewarded with altruistic deeds in return, and whether by doing a good deed I will suffer in the short or long term. From an online introduction to evolutionary psychology. Your heart's desire is to give, so give in whatever way you are at peace about. Trent Fenwick, who donated a kidney to a dying stranger. Of course, one can always construct a plausible story set in prehistoric times to account for altruism as a self-seeking behavior, and many theorists have done so. But surely it makes more sense to conclude that the Toronto strangers who took the risk of helping were not seeking any benefit, either for themselves or their descendants. Nor is evolution somehow bogged down in the process of wiping them out.